The Ghana Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative has held a dissemination workshop on the 2010-2011 oil, gas and mining report for key stakeholders in Sunyani, with a call on district assemblies to be transparent in what they use money from the extractive sector for. Deputy Minister of Finance, Kaisel Atoh-Folson, in a speech read on his behalf, said contributions from the extractive sector can be used in an effective and transparent manner to the benefits of the various districts and the country as a whole. He said the mining sector alone contributed 27% of the total tax and 6% of the country's gross domestic product in 2012, while corporate tax exceeded royalties for the first time. We bring you the details.
Mr. Folson said the Executive Industry Transparency Initiative, EITI, is a useful guide to how to benefit more from the extractive sector. He encouraged civil society groups and the private sector to read and discuss EITI reports so that they can take government to tax. The Bunahafa Regional Minister Paul Evans Edu, also in a speech read for him, urged district assemblies to put in place systems to publish receipts on natural resource extraction on royalties in the areas. He called on the people to hold duty bearers accountable, since these resources are to be used to build the country. In his presentation, Dr. Steve Manteau of ISODEC explained that EITI is, among others, increase transparency and accountability in the receipt and utilization of payments and revenues generated by the executive industry in countries that depend heavily on these resources, in the hope that disclosure of revenue of data will enhance the demand side of accountability. He noted that natural resources, if well managed, can contribute to sustainable economic growth, national development and poverty reduction, but if not well managed, can create negative economic and social impacts.
And that was a Newsdex report.